Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock fires to first and picks off Landis. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Freese moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Button moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Landis reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 0 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Boone moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button is walked intentionally. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freese moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freese scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Torgerson scores. Landis moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sievers is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler bunts between the mound and first base. Forknaley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawler for the out. Landis scores. Fox moves to third. Seavers moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. Seavers moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards the mound. Forknaley fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Runnels who throws over to Malzone who tags Aparicio for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Mike Forknaley's. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Giger takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Smith strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Freese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-0 in the game. Staley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Staley, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.